story of J.G. Ballard. Tonight, The Dead Astronaut. Adapted by Lawrence Russell. Starring Gordon Clapp and Donna Goodhand.
This is KISO FM, Orlando, Florida. The time is 8:28, and we have a weather update already starting in the Tampa Bay area.
Kate Kennedy's gone now,
of course. But there will be wind.
The sand is coming across the Banana River, filling the creeks and turning the old space complex into a wilderness of swamps, sand dunes, and broken concrete. I stopped the car just beyond Cocoa Beach so Judith could get a look at the launching towers and the ruined motels.
Roll down your window, Philip. There's nothing but ruins.
What do you expect? It's been years since the last rockets took off from any of those gantries.
It's like a junkyard.
Ugly.
No. It's beautiful in a way.
You feel better now, Judith?
I'm all right.
We'll wait here until it's dark.
What about the money?
What about it? I've got it.
Well, they might want more now that we're here.
$10,000 is plenty, Judith. These relic hunters are a dying breed. Who the hell's interested in Cape Kennedy now? What's the matter?
It's just that perhaps I should have worn black.
Why? This isn't a funeral. Robert died 20 years ago. I know all he meant to us, but...
You still don't understand, do you? If Philip, he's coming back now. Now, someone's got to be here.
Judith, there'd be a committee if you wanted. The remains would be interred at Arlington. There'd be a band. Even the president might be there. There's still time.
Philip, over there. Is that...
Where?
Between the constellations of Cephas and Cassiopeia. See it?
Yes.
There it goes. So quickly.
Valentina Prokhorovna.
That isn't Robert?
No. It's Valentina Prokhorovna, a Russian woman cosmonaut. She was set up from Star City 25 years ago to work on a television relay system.
I hope they enjoyed the program.
I watched the capsule of the dead woman disappear over the dark Atlantic stream. As usual, I was moved by this tragic but serene spectacle. All I knew of this dead Russian was her code name, Seagull. For some reason, I was glad to be there as she came down. Judith, on the other hand, felt nothing of this. You see, during all the years she'd sat in the garden on the cold evenings, too tired to bring herself to bed, she'd been sustained by her concern for only one of the 12 dead astronauts orbiting in the sky. I waited with her back to the sea as I drove the car into the garage of an abandoned nightclub 50 yards from the road. I took two suitcases out of the trunk. The travel case had our clothes, and the other was empty but fitted with a foil inlay. When we set off toward the perimeter fence, it felt as if we were two late visitors arriving at a resort abandoned years earlier.
Are they looking for us?
No. know.
Someone's in that car, Rick.
I know.
Mr. and Mrs. Rolfe?
Yes.
Quinton. Sam Quinton.
What about the wardens, Quinton?
Don't worry about him. Follow me. How'd you get here?
We drove.
Did you hide the car?
Yes.
Where are we going?
It's all right, Judith. You gotta have a place to hold up. Here we go. This cabin's okay.
Satellite motel.
Satellite. Sure.
Is there a light?
Just a sec. There's a kerosene lamp here someplace. Yeah. Here we go.
This place is a mess. It's a ruin.
You'll be comfortable enough. We don't get too many visitors.
This suitcase is for the remains. Is it big enough?
You could have saved yourself the trouble. They've been up there a long time, Mr. Groves. After the impact, there might be enough for a chest set. You got the money?
In this envelope. $100 bills, all right?
Sure. Yeah. This seems to be all here. You got food?
Some cans.
Be careful with the stove, and don't open the curtains when you got the light on, okay?
When will we know?
You'll know.
Actually, I have a timetable. All the trajectories.
At NASA? You in NASA?
New Mexico. Sometimes here at the Cape.
Must be like old times, huh? Yeah, well, I'll see you.
Judith.
What?
Is there any point in all of this? Why don't we go back to Tampa? I could drive here in 10 days' time when it's all over.
Philip, I want to be here. Can't you understand?
Back then, I was a senior flight programmer. And shortly after, NASA moved us to the big new planetary space complex in New Mexico. We met one of the trainee astronauts, Robert Hamilton. Polite, sharp-eyed, albino skin. Not unlike Judith's pale eyes and opal hair. The same cold gene, I guess. That's what I remember about him. We were close friends for about 6 weeks when the affair really got going. Judith's infatuation was one of those confused sexual impulses that well-brought-up young women express in their own naive way. When I watched them swimming together or playing tennis, I wasn't actually resentful. No. I was more concerned with sustaining the whole passing illusion for her. He was dead within a year. They sent him up from the Cape for one of the last military flights. His oxygen support system ruptured. So after 5 hours, when the air in his suit gave out, he was history. He was calm at first, but near the end, his transmissions were incoherent babble. They wouldn't let us hear them.
Why would anyone want to hear them?
They might have had a message for us. Go on. Judith was never the same again after that. And after the miscarriage, the dead astronaut re-emerged in her mind as an obsession with time. She would just sit and stare at the bedroom clock, as if waiting for something to happen.
Oh. Robert. Robert. There are three men out there.
Where?
In the car wreck. See?
Bounty hunters.
They're watching us.
No.
What are they doing then?
Valentina Prokhorovna. She's coming down. Listen.
How can they make it come here? Right to this place, to this beach.
Radio signal. There she is.
I don't understand those relic hunters. The risks they take just to salvage some scrap metal.
It's not any old scrap metal. The film of the collision, for example. It's worth a lot if still intact.
Who'd want it? The Russians?
The underground cinemas. Los Angeles, London, and Moscow. Valentina's death would be a fascinating show.
That's sick.
Is it? I suppose so. Well, don't worry. It won't happen with Robert. He's paid good money for all the effects. Just a moment ago, you called me Robert.
Did I? I'm sorry.
It's understandable.
Oh, poor Philip. You're so patient. After all this time, you still tolerate my weakness. Sometimes I feel you hate me. You must.
I loved Robert too, Judith. He was my friend first. After this melancholy rehearsal, she went into a period of sudden and unexpected activity. She rehung the curtains, swept the floors, rearranged the place as if preparing the cabin for a visitor. She sat in front of the mirror for hours, brushing and shaping her hair, trying one style, then another. When she mentioned Robert, she seemed to be worried that she might appear too old to him. Or at other times, she referred to him as if he were a child, the son she and I had never been able to conceive since her miscarriage. Without knowing it, both of us had used Robert Hamilton for our own reasons. But I knew when he landed, she'd have no one to turn to except me. Quentin, what are they doing? Are they looking for us?
Just the army, the Norris, maybe. They haven't been here before like this.
Jesus. We could end up in jail, all of us.
Don't talk dumb.
Well, what about Hamilton? Are you sure you can...
We'll get to him first. Don't worry. He'll be coming down sooner than they think.
When, Quentin?
Not tomorrow night, but the next. And just relax, Mr. Groves. Everything's under control. So what happened to this Hamilton? How did he buy it?
Equipment malfunction. No oxygen.
What? Meteors?
That's right.
Yeah, I'll do it to you every time. Yeah. Hey, he's been up there how long? 10?
20.
20 years. Long enough to raise a family. Yes, sir. Long enough to raise a family.
There was a lot of activity in the army encampment by the gantries. Lots of people running around, headlights. I mean, since the arrival of these units, it had become clear to me, if not to Quentin, that these were no maneuvers. They were preparing for the landing of Hamilton's capsule. bunch of half-tracks were churning around the dunes, setting fire to the derelict cabins and crushing the old auto bodies. Platoons of soldiers were fixing the perimeter fence and replacing those sections of the track roads that the relic hunters had dismantled.
Why didn't you leave?
I told you. Judith wouldn't let me. In any case, I was committed to the whole enterprise,
that's for sure. There's something very unconvincing about your story, Bill.
How so? I've told it like it was.
For one thing, the box was lying on the foil. You knew in advance.
What time is it?
I told you before. Just after midnight.
Shouldn't he be here by now?
Soon enough. Soon enough. My bloody shoes are filling with sand. Shoes are great for lovers. Lousy for me.
Where? In the northwest,
between Lyra and Hercules.
Judith, where are you going?
Stay here.
This is wrong.
Judith! Is this all you could get?
It's all it was.
A shoebox.
What do you want, an urn? It's all it was, I'm saying. Take a look if you want.
Oh, that's all right. We'll be leaving in half an hour.
No, you won't, Groves.
Huh?
They're all over the place. You move, they find us.
How long do you think?
A couple of days, maybe three. I'll bring you some grub.
Is he gone?
Yes.
Open the box.
Maybe not, Judith. I'll put it in our case.
Open it! They're black.
The capsule burned. I don't think you should touch them.
Just bones.
You'll get your hands dirty.
Philip? Philip, I want you to hold me.
You should lie down.
Then lie with me. Please.
Try and get some sleep, dear.
No. We should go now.
In a little while. When it's clear.
That clock!
Isn't it awful? It's ancient. Part of the decor. I'll shut it off if you like.
No. Lie still. We should bury the remains. Anywhere, it doesn't matter.
Well, we've done our best.
Yes. Yes.
The landscape out there is like a surrealist painting. Dunes and more dunes. Wreckage. Christ. Judah.
I know. My hair is coming out.
You look awful. No, don't get up.
Philip, do you feel that? What is it?
The water.
Can we leave? Oh, God. I'm losing all of my hair.
I should have known.
You're not well either, are you? That was you vomiting outside, wasn't it? We've got to leave this place.
Here's Quentin.
Look.
You don't keep this window covered, you'll get scooped, okay?
When can we leave?
Soon, soon.
Hey, you don't look so good, Mrs. Groves.
The water you gave us is polluted.
Yeah?
Are you sick, too?
No, I feel better. We need to see a doctor, Quentin. My wife does, at least.
Yeah, tomorrow.
We were there for another 4 days. The patrols kept searching the dunes day and night. Day and night. Lumbering among the wrecked autos and cabins. All this time, Judith sat there with the box on her lap and remaking her face. I came in after shoveling sand from the window. She was standing beside the table. She dumped the remains and was stirring the ash with her fingers. Gray flakes fell from the joints. There was a hand, some ribs, and a shoulder blade.
You let her do this?
How could I stop her?
You knew, Groves. You knew all along.
Judith! Judith! Quentin's gone. Left. He and his men have cut out. The army's closing in.
What?
What are you doing? Here, give me that box. You think it was a baby. Damn, it's cold out there. We're a long way from New Mexico. 20 years. The swimming party. Barbecues by the pool. Tennis. You and Robert. You were confused, Jude. Confused. But at least you had the illusion. Give me the box.
Oh, give it back.
For Christ's sake, it's this. Don't you see why we're ill?
Where are the others? Quentin, his friends, let's get them to help you.
They're gone, I told you.
Oh.
Quentin knew what was happening. Why the army is here. They're trying to warn us.
What do you mean? Oh, don't let them take Robert. Be here somewhere. We'll come back later.
Judith, don't you realize? There was a bomb on board. Hamilton was carrying an atomic weapon. God, what a joke. For 20 years, I put up with him. Because I couldn't ever be really sure. I used him. Thinking about him was the only thing that kept us going. And all this time, he was waiting up there to pay us back. Sounds as if they've arrived. Yes.
Our
radiation suits. Sit up, Judith. Sit up. Before we go, I've got to ask you. The miscarriage. Was it mine? Was it?
I've been betrayed.
Betrayed. We've both been betrayed.
The way I see it, Groves, you acted out of revenge. You knew Hamilton's remains would be contaminated, hence the shielding in the case.
The case?
You anticipated Mrs. Groves examining the remains after you'd left the Cape.
And
you didn't count on getting stuck there.
You've misunderstood. I used him.
Robert was the son we never had.
You said yourself he went up on a military flight. You were in NASA, you would know.
But I never...
You consorted with criminals. You blamed your wife for this grotesque adventure.
Hamilton is a brave man, Grove. An American hero. But you... What are you?
The Dead Astronaut by J.G. Ballard. Dramatized by Lawrence Russell. Starring Gordon Clapp as Philip and Donna Goodhand as Judith. With Peter McNeil as Quinton and Todd Duckworth as The Voice. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. Casting consultant, Beth Russell. Original music was composed and performed by Timothy Clark. The recording engineer was Bob Lackey. Sound effects by Kathy Perry. And production assistant, Heather Brown. The Dead Astronaut was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. Next week, The Cloud Sculptors of Coral D. Until then, I'm Barbara Budd. Good night.